Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You may not be able to recognize his face, but when you heard the voice, you knew exactly who he was.
Weekend Update with Cecily Strong and Colin Jost.
Wish we had an announcement like that for Here and Now, but that voice, of course, belongs to Don Pardo, here heard introducing Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live. His voice heralded the cast's names at the start of each show for almost 40 years, and former cast member Jimmy Fallon once said, "Nothing is like the moment when Don Pardo says your name." Well, Don Pardo died yesterday at his home in Tucson, Arizona. He was 96. But his delivery, with its swoops and pitch and pregnant pauses, graced newscasts, game shows, and TV programs for more than 60 years. In 1994, NPR's Susan Stamberg met Pardo at NBC Studios in New York. And from the archives, here's her report.
It's Saturday Night Live! Leghorn, Chris Farley, Bill Hartman.
It could be the biggest voice in America. It's certainly one of the best known. Don Pardo, the announcer who gets the mayhem going every Saturday evening on NBC. That barrel of a baritone booming through the TV set, a signal that the late night fun is about to begin.
David Spade.
On the ground front in Western Europe, American First Army troops have driven 2 miles deeper into Germany.
Don Pardo has just started his 50th year as a staff announcer for the National Broadcasting Company. When he was hired in 1944, radio was it. People turned the dial to hear news of the war. A full-time staff of 28 announcers stood by, ready to broadcast on a moment's notice, reading scripts others had written, punching out the words with precise diction and mellifluous tones. Announcers like Don Pardo kept America informed.
In that air war against the Reich, German broadcasts say Allied bombers have been over Berlin tonight, despite unfavorable weather.
Oh, my God.
In the small announcer's lounge on the seventh floor of NBC headquarters in Rockefeller Center, Don Pardo winces at this archival tape.
We heard you on that 1944 tape. You sound exactly the same today.
Really?
Don't you
think
so?
God. The phrasing in that. Oh.
In those days, when radios were built like cathedrals and the men who spoke on them had to sound celestial, network announcers did everything. They opened and closed soap operas, live concerts, comedy shows. They read the news, interrupted programs with bulletins, and took care of emergencies. Say the program died because of technical problems.
After 10 seconds of dead air, you came in and you'd say, "One moment, please." Another 5 seconds would go along, and it was not on. Then you'd say something like, "Ladies and gentlemen, the Fibber, McGee, and Molly program, emanating from Hollywood and sponsored by the Johnson Wax Company, has been interrupted due to conditions beyond our control. Please stand by."
The technology improved over the years, and then it changed altogether. Television took over. On TV in 1964, Don Pardo became the voice of Jeopardy, NBC's classic game show. And before and after that, jackpot, winning streak, winner take all, The Price is Right. "Tell her what she's won, Don Pardo," the host would cry, and Don Pardo told.
"The world's first electric portable typewriter, made by Smith Corona, combining the speed, ease, and letter-perfect look of electric typing with the convenience of a portable. And for your garage, a Cadillac, the exciting 1958 Cadillac Eldorado Biarritz Convertible."
Don Pardo announced every NBC game show that came out of New York. In 1975, when the shows moved out to Burbank, Pardo thought about moving with them, but liked New York and his family life in New Jersey. So the network found something else for him to do. NBC needed an announcer for a new show that was about to go on the air, called Saturday Night Live. The very first show was hosted by George Carlin.
"Football's kind of nice. They changed it a little bit. They moved the hash marks in. Guys found them and smoked them anyway."
A lot of the things were over my head. I remember the first thing. The audience is roaring. They're laughing about something. And I remember standing with one of the stagehands, and I looked at him. He was comparable in age as I was. And I looked at him, and I said, I don't get it. He says, neither do I. I said, thank God.
All right. Next week, we return alive.
Pardo bounces up and down with the music and waves his right hand in the air as he speaks, sculpting the sounds he makes, conducting as if he's music.
Bob, I'll be due.
Sounded good. Fine. That's it.
I thought I was throwing Blind Melon away.
Want to do another one?
Yeah.
In a medium where sound counts for so little and pictures pay the rent, Don Pardo, who is heard but not seen, is a perfectionist. Listening intently to the playback, knitting his brows and staring into space, he tells the control room he wants to do a retake. It's a request based on a half century of experience. They open his mic once again.
Next week, we return live with your host, Jason Patrick, and musical guest, Blind Melon.
Better.
Yeah. You want to play it back?
Yeah. I can hear it in there.
You sounded wonderful.
Thank you.
Are you capable of saying the word live without scooping it out of your belly button someplace?
I don't know. I suppose I could live or live.
Eyewitness Video, sponsored in part by Tata Control Crest.
Take one is flat, says Pardo. In take two, he feels he threw away the name of the show.
So go for number three, then.
You want to try three?
We can try three.
Eyewitness Video, sponsored in part by Tartar Control Crest, the dentist's choice to help keep your teeth tartar-free.
Do you like that, Harry?
Yeah, it's fine.
I like it.
It's a wrap. Don Pardo's work is done for the day.
Yeah.
Two brief announcements crafted with care, nuanced and polished to high sheen in that over-the-top voice.
We just turn a corner. Go through the door.
Right.
Wait a minute. It says 8G.
Before leaving, we ask for a quick peek at the place Don Pardo goes every Saturday night to do the live announcements for which he is best known. NBC's legendary Studio 8H, home now to Saturday Night Live, but once the place where Al Jolson, Hildegard, the Kraft Music Hall, and the greatest conductor of all time performed with the NBC Symphony Orchestra.
Toscanini Studio.
On one side of the vast, empty studio, an announce booth is set up, a small walled and windowed space with a microphone and a big wooden lectern.
This is Toscanini.
Toscanini's music stand?
Right here, baby.
Of wood, and it's got carvings along on the feet.
Late every Saturday night, Don Pardo stands at the lectern Arturo Toscanini used and lifts the amazing instrument that is his voice into this air, which has cradled so many broadcast sounds.
Hey, Jay.
As we leave Studio 8H and head for the elevators, a tour group walks toward the place where all those Saturday Night Live laughs are produced. They overhear us talking, and I can't resist calling out to them.
Who is this? Do you know
who? Who? Aha! You think this is Don Pardo?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and you're heading for there. Live, it's Saturday Night Live.
The legendary announcer Don Pardo spoke with NPR's Susan Stamberg in 1994. Pardo died yesterday at his home in Tucson, Arizona. He was 96.
And what a fascinating career.
My voice suddenly feels so inadequate.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.